Regina, Team Saskatchewan picked up another medal in judo at the 2023 Canada Winter Games on Thursday, pushing the team total to 19 after day 13. Team Saskatchewan in depth. Hockey, female. Thursday was a day off for the girls' hockey team. Jada Johns and Julia Duke joined representatives from other provinces and Charlottetown Library Learning Center for the Canada Games for Literacy Donation Program. On Friday, the team will face Nova Scotia in a quarterfinal at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Summerside. Judo. It was a great day at the Pei Convention Center in Charlottetown as Saskatchewan picked up another medal in judo. Josiah Hallett earned a bronze medal in the plus 81 kilograms division. Corbin Taylor of Regina finished in fourth. On the girls' side, Brooke and Des Franson each finished fourth in their respective weight classes. Friday is a day off before the team event goes on Saturday. Archery. Compound bow qualification finished up on Thursday. Carl Bothma finished third in qualifications. Tasia Boyle finished sixth on the female side. Both will compete in elimination matches starting Friday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. In recurve, Kaylee Carlson, F, finished sixth in qualifying and Hayden Emmon, M, finished seventh. Both will compete in individual elimination matches on Friday beginning at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Curling, mixed doubles. On Thursday, Team Sask's mixed doubles pair of Dylan Dirksen and Melissa Remishilo dropped games to Alberta and Quebec. The team, 2-3, falls short of the quarterfinal and will be back on the ice in a placement game on Friday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Curling, male. Team Saskatchewan was back on the ice Thursday after a day off. The team fell 10-6 to Nova Scotia. They'll be back on the ice in need of a win Friday when they meet Manitoba at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Snowboard. Thursday was a training day for the athletes. They'll be back competing on Friday in the Big Air competition in Brookvale. Cross-country skiing. In the Para-Nordic 3 km sit ski, Crystal Shuchuk finished in fourth place. On Friday, Shuchuk will go for a medal in the Para-Nordic sit ski 5 km event at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. The mass start female 10 km is scheduled for 10:15 a.m. Central Standard Time and the male 15 km mass start is at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Badminton. Thursday was a day off for our badminton athletes. On Friday they will begin team competition. They meet Team Northwest Territories at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, Newfoundland at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Pei at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Badminton is held at Kai Wan Young Sports Center in Charlottetown. Alpine skiing. Slalom was on the schedule Thursday for the boys and girls at Crab Mountain. Friday is a travel day as the athletes will be back at Brookvale on Saturday. Figure skating. On Thursday the pre-novice males skated the free program. Eric Swam and Rowan Lewis Gray finished 12th and 13th respectively. Friday, it's the free program for pre-novice mixed pair. After the short program, the pair of Stefan Lotz and Julia Schindel are sitting in 9th place. The free program for the pre-novice females will take place Friday. Aya Burrell and Aziza Kowalhek are sitting in 10th and 12th respectively after the short program. In Special Olympics singles level 3 female, Victoria Marie Sarti of Regina will compete in the free program starting at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Boxing. On Thursday, Alex McKenzie advanced to the semifinal in the 60 kg female event. In the male 57 kg quarterfinal, Franklin Mu fell to BC's Marcus Talarico. Mu's Canada Games comes to an end with the defeat. It is a double knockout draw where each boxer will have a minimum of 2 bouts. Fencing. Alexandra Karamyshev of Regina finished in 7th place in female sabre on Thursday. Dane Block of Abbey finished 8th in male épée. On Friday, the mixed team competition begins at 7 a.m. CST.